Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Jesus Christ sent his apostles on the limited commission, Matthew 10:5-42, and on the great commission, Matthew 28:18-20. If men and women refuse to receive the apostles, they refuse to receive Christ. So how did men know that Christ sent his apostles? The answer is very simple. The apostles confirmed their messages by the miracles they performed. Just because men claimed to speak for the Lord did not mean they did. They had to produce evidence that they truly were Christ's spokesmen. There were too many deceivers in the world for people to receive a messenger unless he could prove he came from God. When the men performed miracles, they were to be received as if Christ were being received. Those who received them received Christ. Those who received Christ received God the Father. Matthew 10:41. Jesus adds to what he said about receiving the apostles. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Matthew 10:42. This passage is admittedly difficult to interpret, but of this we can be sure. The prophet and the righteous man had to demonstrate that they were truly doing the work of the Lord and were not deceivers. Men were neither prophets nor righteous men just because they claimed to be. They had to show by their works that they were the Lord's representatives. Receiving a prophet in a prophet's name simply meant receiving him as a prophet. Prophets were God's spokesmen. The true prophets did not come in their own name. God promised the Israelite people that he would raise up a prophet like Moses, Deuteronomy 18:18. Peter applied that prophecy to Jesus Christ, Acts 3:22-23. But there is hardly any question that the prediction applied to a whole line of prophets the Lord would raise up among his people. God sent out prophets in the early church to proclaim his word to the world. Those prophets had to present evidence of their authority. If they did that, honest people were to accept their messages as coming from God. If they merely boasted of their commission, the people were to pay no attention to them. The prophets played a prominent role in the Old Testament era, and they did in the first century of the Christian dispensation. I know there are men in Pentecostalism and in other religious groups who claim to be prophets today, but they are all deceivers. They cannot produce any evidence that they have supernatural power or knowledge. I have a tape recording of a prophet from the Belmont Church in Nashville. He made some childish predictions and then pretended to be speaking in tongues. But neither he nor any other modern person is a prophet. They are false prophets who are misleading and deceiving the public. In the early church, the people who received the prophet as a prophet from God were to receive a prophet's reward. Jesus taught that the faithful shall be rewarded for their works in the Lord's kingdom. One example will have to suffice today. Everyone who has forsaken houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my name's sake, shall receive an 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. Matthew 19:29. That would include not just the prophet's reward, but the righteous man's reward also. While we may not be able to determine exactly what Jesus had in mind about the prophet's reward or about the righteous man's reward, we can know this. God will reward all who follow the teaching of Jesus Christ and of his apostles. If you want to be rewarded, you must confess your faith in Christ, be baptized into him for the remission of sins, and walk in the light of the glorious gospel. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.